AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The East Coast is bracing for Hermine. The storm came ashore along Florida's Big Bend yesterday as a hurricane. High winds, strong storm surge, swamping a number of small coastal towns. Vance Buford, who lives in Deckel Beach, Florida, says he has some work to do.
Clean up, get everything out of the way to start with, and then build back the porch.
At least one death is blamed on the storm, a homeless man killed by a fallen tree south of Gainesville. Power outages reported across much of northern Florida. Right now, Hermine is over eastern North Carolina. Top sustained winds 60 miles an hour. Tropical storm warnings up from the North Carolina coast to New Jersey. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says Hermine will bring heavy rain, high wind, and a big storm surge to his state over the Labor Day weekend.
We're looking potentially at up to 10 inches of rain. This could be over a couple-day period.
Hillary Clinton told the FBI she relied on her staff to not send her emails containing classified information, and she did not get specific permission to have a private server. Mark Smith with more.
Notes of Clinton's interview with FBI agents show her saying she neither sought nor obtained permission to operate a private email server, but none of her staff at the State Department ever questioned the practice. She also said she was unclear about the specifics of the classification markings some of the emails on that server contained. In a rare step, the FBI has now published documents from its probe of Clinton, which ended without charges being filed. Her campaign says the documents make clear why that was the right call, but a spokesman for Trump says they graphically illustrate her bad judgment and dishonesty. Mark Smith, Washington.
Republican Donald Trump will be in Detroit this morning for a service at an African-American church and to record a private interview with the church's pastor, Bishop Wayne T. Jackson. Later, the GOP nominee will take a tour with his former rival, Detroit native Dr. Ben Carson. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is in China for his final G20 summit. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the president is expected to use the trip to pitch the Pacific Rim trade deal.
It's essential to our economic growth. It's essential to our security interests. It's essential to our ability to stand up for our values in the world.
The president's routine red carpet greeting became a bit confrontational when a Chinese official tried to shoo reporters, even some top White House staff, away from the president. When a White House official told the man the press were allowed to record Obama's arrival, the Chinese official yelled, "This is our country. This is our airport." The Union for Police Officers who work San Francisco home games have sent a letter to the team saying its members may boycott policing the stadium if the 49ers don't discipline Colin Kaepernick for refusing to stand during the national anthem and for his statements about law enforcement. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.